Good day and welcome back to Ripples, a podcast from the Wellness Home. A podcast about personal wellness and growth in the context of academic medicine, coming to you from the Joe R. and Teresa Lozano Long School of Medicine. Because what you do for yourself not only helps enrich your life, but it creates powerful ripples into the life of others. I am your host, Dr. Adriana Diurich, and I am here with our co-host today, Dr. John Coran. Dr. Coran is our Assistant Dean for Wellness, and I am also a member of your GME Wellness team. Hello, John. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Adriana. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you here. Yes. And I am so excited to be interviewing another member of our GME Wellness team, Dr. Veena Prasad. How are you doing, Veena?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we're super excited to have you here. I wanted to ask you, you know, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, where do you want me to start? I literally grew up with UT system here in San Antonio. I'm originally from India and now a native of San Antonio. I spent a lot of time here on cancer research in Department of Biochemistry. And along with that, I wore so many hats. And one of my favorite memories is we worked on Taxol. It's a drug that is still used today for breast cancer research. Every time I hear it, I feel I had the opportunity to contribute a little in this.
Wow. That's amazing.
Just feels so good. Then we also worked with a lot of medical students and residents who came for research years to rotate through our lab because we were doing cancer research. In fact, I remember a couple of them have gone on to be faculty in prestigious schools and very good physicians. Just to think about it, it just warms your heart. Then I also had a chance to work with a lot of international residents and fellows. So it gave me an understanding of what it is to be from a different country and work here and be part of, you know, America. And I always learn from them, help them with their well-being, acculturation, all that. In fact, we started an organization called International Alliance on campus. It ran for 15 years. We hosted so many physicians, postdocs, such fond memories. And then life turned and said, my husband said, who was also a researcher, hey, I'm going to medical school here in San Antonio. So there, suddenly I am the wife of a medical student. And that is a different feeling.
And a job in and of itself.
Yes. Plus job, plus family.
Yes. Well, Veena, so even though you were in biochemistry back then, you were already interested in wellness and supporting residents and fellows and postdocs. That's impressive. Every time I talk to you, I learn something new about you that is amazing.
Yes, it is such an honor to have learned so much from so many. Maybe that's what made me think about why I would want to be in wellness.
You know, kind of keeping with that theme a bit, I often find that people have kind of a moment in their lives where they realize they need to make a change kind of towards their own well-being. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal journey to wellness and well-being?
I loved what I was doing in biochemistry. I enjoyed it. But 2014, I thought it's time to move on as the grants were drying up. And I said, well, I have to do something. Then I thought to myself, how do I translate whatever I learned? So then I said, well, I would become a counselor. So what I do all the time, I would become professionally, I can do this. So that's what got me thinking about getting a PhD. So, and another thing about me is I am a lifelong learner. So I got my PhD in counseling and educational psychology. And I thought this is something that I could do. So I started my journey. And along with that, I also worked with various groups in San Antonio. And I was involved in a lot of boards, charities, Asian Festival, Folk Life, and Peace March and all that. So after that, after I got my PhD, I enrolled in Harvard Divinity School, attended one semester, and that's when I thought, wow, spirituality can be used for well-being. And that has left a profound experience in me.
I think that's such an important component for many people for their wellness is bringing in the spiritual aspects of their lives, however that may look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And as a colleague, I need to ask you, what is your basis for counseling?
Wow, I can spend whole day.
I bet you can, yes.
Because we learn from clients, as you and I know, right? So my idea of counseling is one term, if I were to say, it's called prajna. It's a Sanskrit term called for awareness. And once we are aware, we know we can make changes. That is to bring awareness to our attention, right? And in terms of counseling, to me, is very individualized. We meet clients where they are, and we want to be part of their wellness journey. My counseling orientation, to answer your question, Adriana, it would be based on acceptance commitment therapy, where I love it because it has a mindfulness component, like yeah. You and I use always.
I learned that from you.
Thank you. And I also strongly believe in the statement of Viktor Frankl, who is the father of existential therapy. We all search for meaning in life. What do we find? In whatever we do, we want to find meaning. So I use this quote very often. It says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is where our power lies to choose our responses. We can either react or respond. In that response lies our growth and our freedom. That space is very, very powerful. And we choose to respond, and bringing awareness to that particular space is when change happens. And I strive to do that in each and every client that I come across.
You know, Veena, I'm reminded of a time I was at a week-long meditation camp at the Omega Institute in New York, and I saw a gentleman with a t-shirt that said, I've been meditating for 20 years, and all it got me was 2 seconds. And that's exactly what you were talking about with Viktor Frankl, that time between somebody cutting you off in traffic and deciding whether you're going to honk your horn or give a gesture.
Absolutely.
Or to calm and say perhaps they have a reason to be somewhere quickly.
That's true. That is so true. But even the 2 seconds matter. So that t-shirt has a profound meaning too.
Oh, so critical.
Yeah, I was going to ask John, so how many seconds did you get from your week-long meditation?
Maybe I was about a second and a third.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
That's still a progress, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Even a second is enough.
Sure.
Sometimes. So, Veena, let's switch gears a little bit. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your role is on the GME Wellness team for the audience?
The first thing I want to say is I'm so grateful to be part of this team, working with, you know, wonderful people like you and the GME. So for me, that itself is holistic wellness, really. Wellness to me really spans over multiple domains. I'm always thinking about ways to improve care for our residents. Obviously, we are not one person, right? We have physical, emotional, social, so many domains. So after I joined, we instituted something called Domain Pulse Check. It is a check for all our residents, anyone, to say which domain in your life needs some support. In fact, now they come and say that, well, I need support in this domain. So the idea here is we need to rebalance and balance our lives during stressful times. And when one domain actually can support the other domains, use that to increase our life's optimal functioning. And if I were to address another passion that we have, both Adriana and I have, is we are very interested to work on women's health. As moms, we also know what it is to have a journey with your children, journey to motherhood, and even otherwise, work-life balance. So we know motherhood comes with a lot of stresses, so we would like to provide support during those times.
Veena, when you were talking about rebalancing our life, you reminded me of somewhere I read, balance is not static. There's always movement with it. You have to balance and counterbalance to stay there. And I think when we're looking at, especially at work life and work integration, personal and work life integration and balance, we need to know that there's a constant movement. Life is not
Absolutely.
Static, and we need to be always checking these dimensions, redefining what we need and how to move forward to be able to be well.
Sure, absolutely, you're right. It's an evolving process.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, maybe someone told me this is a good tip, is every 3 months, check all your domains and what needs to rebalance, that time address it. So it's like taking an inventory every few months.
Wonderful. And that reminds me of you, John, too. You always say that well-being is a process.
Exactly, exactly. I also wanted to mention how important it is to talk about our female residents and fellows. As each of you know, the number of women entering medicine is increasing each year. And several years ago, we had more women entering medical school than men across the country. And so that means increasing numbers of female residents and fellows coming into our workforce with their, you know, associated needs.
Absolutely,
so, yes. So I think that's really important. So, Vina, one of the things I think as I've worked with both you and Adriana is that I see almost on a day-to-day basis the positive effects that you both have on the residents and fellows that you care for, both through your coaching and through providing counseling. I was wondering if there's a particular example of a resident or fellow that you've had the opportunity to work with that really stands out.
There is a book called Every Patient Tells a Story. It reminded me of that book. I think every client teaches you a story. So the story I thought I would share is really humbling. It just brought out so many emotions when this happened. And it ended at a very wonderful place. So a resident came to have a conversation and was not interested. I will say they, so that I will not say who it is, male or female. They came and they said, I really don't know why I'm here, but my colleague wanted me to go and meet you. So they never really looked at my eyes in the office. And I said, well, how about having a conversation? They looked at me and said, sure. So the conversation kept happening every 2 weeks for about 6 months till they graduated. Mind you, it was conversation. And then I realized they have gone through so many stresses in their life since childhood. No wonder they didn't trust me. It's fine. And I thought, this is a learning moment for me. So we really worked well together. Now they are practicing in a very, very sought-out surgical specialty. And I got an email saying that how wonderful the journey has been. This is very rewarding. So two things I learned was, when we are in our comfort zone, nothing grows. And it was same for them. It was same for me. Because I was like, what do I do here? And then it was a beautiful journey. There are so many journeys because they teach us and we have to be open to experience.
Flourish where you're planted, right? Is that what Dr.
That's right.
Ricard used
yes.
to say?
Uh-huh.
Flourish where you're planted. And even if it's difficult, get out of your comfort zone. That's where we grow.
We grow.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. So, Vina, you've shared with us a lot of how you got into counseling, how you got into well-being, how you help our residents and fellows connect to their well-being. But tell us about your personal practice. How do you stay well?
Yes, I'm glad you asked me that, Adriana. One thing I do is I do take care of myself. I guess it came since I was young. My family believed in this. So I always take care of myself. I know when to stop. Sometimes it may take some time, but I know. I meditate. I walk a lot. And I do yoga occasionally. And I do a lot of social service. And I get a lot back when I do social service. And I also am on the board of many nonprofit organizations. I meet a lot of people of different walks of life, and it really keeps me grounded. And then I also play an instrument called Veena. It's named after me, and I want to do more of it. And then the other important thing I wanted to share was my idea, personal like idea of downtime is this process I learned by watching Thich Nhat Hanh. I probably am not pronouncing it right, but he was a Buddhist monk, recently passed away. And his saying is, nowhere to go, nothing to do, and no one to be. I am just in my being. Even if you have 5 minutes, then you say, I don't have to go anywhere. I am who I am. I like the way I am. I love myself. That is ideal meditation for me.
Wow, that sounds simple, but it's not.
Practice. Well,
sometimes simple doesn't mean easy. It just means simple. Yeah.
I'm still a student at that, but yeah. I'm doing it.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we have very active minds. It's really hard to slow them down mm-hmm. and focus.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, Vina, thank you so much for sharing with us.
This has been very nice.
I love that every time I talk to you, I learn something new. And I think that one of the things that are more honoring for me to learn from you is that you are always learning. You are always 2 steps ahead of me. So it's so beautiful to watch you in your process.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for allowing us to interview you and question you. And thank you to everyone for listening and accompanying us today. Remember, just as ripples spread out when a single pebble is dropped into the water, the actions of individuals can have far-reaching effects.
And so, Vina, for that, we'd like to ask you, as we do for each of our guests, what is a pebble that you leave with us today, the action you invite us to take to create ripples in your own section of the pond?
Sure. Actually, I have been pondering over this. What are some things? What is one pebble? So that's what got me thinking. So I call this just one thing, and it's a technique for refocusing. The idea is based on positive reframing and offering loving kindness or metta. John, just you mentioned when you get 2 seconds and you have that as well, maybe he's in a hurry. That's metta. So it probably can be experiential. Just imagine that you have had a day, well, nothing went right. Right? Just feel that emotion when you have that. Now, I ask you just one thing. Did you have one good experience, something good on that day? For example, I had this, had a day, everything went wrong. And then I was standing in line. And that day, I happened to meet a friend I hadn't seen in 15 years. Maybe standing 3 hours helped me meet this friend. Then suddenly I said, yeah, just one thing. That immediately the anger, frustration, everything comes down. And then let's use the same example at work. It happens to us all the time. Actually, it happened. Someone asked me about this yesterday. God, they were so impatient. Nothing really worked yesterday. And I said, okay, just one thing, remember? And I said, what was one thing that person may have done in the past? Immediately the response was, you know, last time when I was on call, they brought me snacks and they said, well, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Why don't you go take about half an hour of relaxation, go get a walk. And immediately the reaction wasn't so bad. This is all to trick our mind. When we can train our mind to focus on one good thing or one good quality a person has, we don't worry about all the negative things that's going on. It's about us managing. It's about us finding that space and how we choose to react to that stimulus. So it is called just one thing.
You know, Vina, that reminds me. There have certainly been times when I've been in the hospital and it's been a long, difficult day. And, you know, you'll see somebody and they'll give you a really warm smile. And it just changes your whole mindset for the day. And I'm often reminded about the power of a good smile.
It's true.
To change your whole perspective on a day. So
sure.
I totally get this.
Whatever I said so far, you condensed it in one word. Smile.
Yep.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. At least that's the one thing
beautiful that we can offer.
Yes.
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 Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Vina. This has been an amazing conversation.
Yes.
Thank you so much, John, for being here with us. And to all of our audience, thank you again. And go create some ripples.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.